Are you looking to expand your brand this year? Want to make your business stand out above the rest? Well, there's no better way to grow than with your own podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a small business, or a massive company, you need a podcast in 2024. Podcast Plus is an easy and efficient way for you and your brand to join the podcast revolution. There's no better way to position your company as the go-to authority than with a podcast that showcases your industry knowledge, insights, and expertise. The studios at Podcast Plus are state-of-the-art with top-of-the-line production quality. And if you're just starting out, Podcast Plus offers professional script writing, editing magic, and can conceptualize your show, create your cover art, and get you ready to stream on all major platforms. We'll market your podcast as well, showcasing it on radio stations and digital streams across the country. Expand, enhance, and extend your company and brand and reach potential clients and customers 24/7. Find out more at podcast with a K, PLUS.com. That's podcast with a K, PLUS.com.
It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show. It's time again for the Jason Lee and Clark Show.
And action, off we go. Welcome to Here's Your Freaking Podcast with the Jason Lee and Clark Show. Thank you for joining us every week. Our little venture into the internet, not safe for work, not safe for kids, by the way. So if this is your first time checking out the podcast, not like the radio show, this is a little bit of a different animal. So, you know. What are we going to do on the podcast here today? We're going to talk about ways you can boost your sex drive. And some of these things are nice because they're things that you do every day. You just didn't know that it was having an effect on your sex life. Also could talk about some disgusting ways to make money. But, I mean, if the check clears, we'll talk about that.
I will spend your dirty money.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it, I guess. And this story blew up yesterday after we teased it a couple of times for the podcast. Is a school fundraiser in Oklahoma has some people upset. I don't give a shit if people are upset. That doesn't bother me. It's the amount of money the school fundraiser raised that is very bothersome to me. Oh. And we're raising an entire generation of fetish kids, I guess. This is fuck, dude. This story, and if you see the video, there's plenty of videos. We'll get to it here in a second.
Is it weirder than the schools that do mattress sales?
Yes, it is. I guess. I don't know, man. This story is it's screwed up, man. And even on the nightly news last night with Lester Holt, I think, or maybe it was whatever the show is that's on after that, they even had video, and I thought, this is wildly inappropriate for my primetime news network to be running right now.
Hey, yeah, sexy.
Dude, it's fucked up, man. We'll get to that here in a second. Let's start right here with, does your wiener not dance anymore? Does he not show up to the party? For a lot of guys, sexual prowess is pride, right? Most men are tied to their genitals.
Right.
We pride ourselves on our genitals, our giblets, our peckers, our twigs and berries, our dongs. We love them. Our little soldiers. Studies show that 10% of men right now currently suffer from erectile dysfunction, or the ED, as they call it on television.
The commercials you see on TV and YouTube would lead me to believe it's all of us.
Right. Sometimes I just lay it on the coffee table in front of me. I'm like, why? Why don't you do what the TV says? They expect...
Why, you don't bring anybody joy.
They expect the percentages of men with erectile dysfunction to grow as soon as next year.
This is because of those goddamn microplastics, isn't it?
They recently surveyed men, women, and couples concerning their ED experiences. I never thought about this, but what happens after it doesn't work? How does it affect you and your relationship? I never thought about this before. 35% of women say the primary concern when it comes to ED is that their partner no longer finds them attractive. Oh, that's what I would do. I would blame them. I'm like, it fucking worked fine before you.
Well, no, I feel like it's on the other foot. Like, if it doesn't work, then she won't find any interest in you anymore.
I don't know what happened. What did you do?
Look what you did. I don't know. Maybe wear something other than sweatpants.
Before you, it worked like crazy. I don't know what I don't know what's happened here. But clearly, I am not at fault here. This is not my problem. 23% of men say their main concern of having ED as that, and this number seems low. Only one out of four of us think that having ED will lead your partner to find someone else.
Oh. Well, yours doesn't dance anymore, so she'll find another dance partner.
Right. It just seems, it doesn't one out of four seem low to you? I would think that number would be closer than half.
Well, this whole thing implies to me that you're not going to seek help to remedy the situation. Yeah, you're just like, well, it doesn't work anymore. That's that.
I mean, if you woke up tomorrow and your dong doesn't dong anymore, what's your first thought? Oh, is she going to go find a dong that will? She's going to get somebody to ring that gong.
My first thought would be to look down and say, my boy, look how they massacred my boy.
23% of women in
15... You used to bring me endless joy, and now you bring me nothing.
I'll just take a dead mouse at the front door anyway. I'll take anything. 23% of women and 15% of men say the biggest effect of erectile dysfunction would have on their relationship... What? Would be an increase in support for each other. I don't even know what that means.
Well, I mean, if I can't please her anymore, I'm going to need a lot of emotional support to ensure me that I'm still okay. And I'm gonna ask don't want to be with me.
I'm also going to have to show more support, too. Like, yeah, go ahead, tell me about your day. If I can't be there for you with that, I have to be there for you for other things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be doing all kinds of yard work.
Only 10% of men say if they experienced erectile dysfunction, the end result would be anger or even a breakup.
Oh, on her part? Or on your part? It doesn't work. I'm out of here.
Well, I mean, anger does typically lead to a breakup anyway.
Right.
So, they say less than 5% of men and women say that dealing with an issue like erectile dysfunction as a couple would bring them closer together. That's less than 5%, so that means 95% agree that it will not bring you closer together as a couple. Most of the non-penis universe has no clue how much pressure they say a guy can put on himself when ED becomes an issue. What kind of mental stress happens? Things don't get easier, by the way. They say you need to approach it with honesty, respect, and communication about what's going on.
Yeah, respect.
Communication about what's going on. What did you do? You've done something. Obviously, getting checked out by a doctor to make sure there aren't blood flow issues. Obviously, that's a smart move. Therapy could also bring, it says therapy could bring you closer.
So you're saying the problem was I was too rough with it. Okay.
Probably.
Yes. And treat it like a pull start.
You wore it out like an old rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wrap a paper with this anymore.
Everybody had that lawnmower. You give it one last pull. You're like, there goes the pull start.
They say getting therapy will help you get better at physical and emotional intimacy, and that could go a long ways towards getting, you know, your fighter back into the ring. Now, if you need some help getting it there, there's some surprising things that will actually boost your sex drive. This is for men and women. We all go through dry spells, right? Times where sex isn't a top priority. It says, has your sex life taken a dip lately? Oh, you mean like a swim in a nice pool?
I wouldn't say where it wasn't a top priority. Maybe I just was coming up empty.
They say, you're in good company. Study suggests that 75% of women over the age of 40 report their sex drive decreasing. Well, that's no good.
It can't get any, lower.
3 out of 4 in the 40-plus crowd say their sex drive is decreasing, while 40% of men over 45 experience low testosterone levels, which will obviously lower your libido. It's that great song by Boz Scaggs, Libido Shuffle.
Oh, yeah,
it's one
classic.
Of my favorites.
Libido.
There are some tweaks that you can make to boost your desire and your performance in the bedroom. Some simple lifestyle changes sometimes will do that.
This is going to tell me to get more sleep and quit drinking.
No, these are different.
Oh.
These are.
Oh, I'm listening then.
Yeah, we don't. There's nothing bad in here, really. I didn't know this. For men, if you want to increase your libido, do some push-ups or some squats. Resistance exercises like these can naturally. They can counteract declining testosterone levels. I didn't know this. Your testosterone level drops an average of 1% every year when you hit your 30s.
Oh, no.
If doing push-ups or squats doesn't sound like the thing for you, if you're more of the sitting around eating kind, pieces of food, eat sardines.
Oh, I got to be a tinned fish guy.
Yeah, guess what she's going to find hot as fuck?
Yeah,
you eating fish out of a fucking can.
Saltines in one hand, sardines in the other, and a little fork.
Can't wait to get on that dong. Look at him eating those sardines out of that can. Little key, peeling that little lid back.
When's the last time you had sardines?
Not since I was a kid.
We should bring those back.
Till right around the time where somebody decided on the playground, they're like, sardines are gross. And you're like, yeah, those are disgusting.
They're for the pores. And you're like, I guess I'm not going to eat these anymore.
New study finds that 26% of men who lack sexual desire have a vitamin B12 deficiency.
That's pretty easy. You just get an injection, right?
Sounds like they have a vitamin D12 deficiency.
You can just get that shot at like CVS, I think.
They say eating sardines, which are loaded with vitamins, will help. Oh, I didn't know this. Increase your libido, dude. Try flossing. Good oral hygiene isn't just important for your mouth. It's also, there's a link between gum disease and erectile dysfunction.
Whoa, really?
Men with severe gum disease are more than twice as likely to have ED than guys with healthy teeth and gums, according to one study. Weird.
Wow. Hey, I didn't know that.
I
brush and floss all the time. That's fine, but I didn't know.
Maybe it's because if you don't brush and floss your teeth, your breath is all fucked up and nobody wants to be around you. Mm-hmm. That could be it, too.
Well, now if I see somebody with a busted up set of gums, I'm going to think that poor fella probably has a limp wiener.
Load up. Is this for the women? I think this is for the... Oh, of course, the women only get two. Load up on healthy fats, ladies. Oily fish, avocado, nuts, preferably these nuts.
Mm.
Seeds and olive oil, as long as omega-3s can help promote healthy blood flow to the female body.
Aren't those kind of all like lady foods already?
They are now. Oh, this one's easier. Ladies, eat an apple a day. In one study, eating an apple daily for 6 months was found to improve arousal and satisfaction.
Wow.
Just one apple, huh?
Why is that?
That's easy. I have no idea. And these are the ones for both men and women. If your libido is running a little low, you got to pep it up.
Watch a little porno. Get excited again.
Damn, that's not on here.
Oh.
Dang it.
Erotic literature.
Get some morning light. Vitamin D is essential for sexual function for men and women in getting sunlight. Especially, they say, first thing in the morning. You know, that morning vitamin D. You got to get you some of that.
Yeah.
It will boost your levels of vitamin D. Go swimming in cold water to boost your libido. Research shows a dip in frigid water can increase testosterone in men, while it increases estrogen and endorphins in women.
You could tell me that would give me the fucking rock hardest dick forever. No. I'm not doing the cold shower or the cold plunge.
You're not going to talk your wife into it either. You're like, hey, let's jump in this cold pool. I heard the sex is going to be fantastic.
Well, at least two times a week.
I'll
hear about it and I'll think to myself before I start the shower, like, could I even pull that off? And I don't think physically I'm able to do it.
No, I'm a huge pussy. There's no way I can do that.
Plus, it's taking something you love, which is like cocooning yourself in warmth and steam and letting everything open up. And you're like, I'm going to shut it all down and make it freezing.
Why would I take myself out of comfort? I like comfort.
Yeah, you and I have done polar plunges. Imagine staying
it's
in there.
Terrible.
Shampooing your hair and cleaning your balls.
Yeah. Practice yoga. One study finds that 12 weeks of yoga improves sexual function in 75% of women over the age of 40. No wonder that yoga studio by my house is fucking packed all the time.
A bunch of horny, thirsty ladies
in
there getting their groove back.
They also found that 12 weeks of yoga improved men's sexual function as well. Yeah, that's all very, that's good advice.
Hey, that's all reasonably doable stuff.
Yep. Need a little bit of extra coin.
Of course.
Kiara. Kitty. At Kiara, a kitty has gained some buzz and some money by selling her farts online. Here we go again. Starting price for some farts. A jar of farts.
$30.
It is not $30. Hang on. I'm going to look her up here real quick to make sure. I want to make sure that I'm getting my money's worth for all these farts.
Is it $50?
K-I-A-R-A-A-K-I-T-T-Y.
And how many, like, how much fart is in a jar?
Ooh. Huh.
Hey, I mean, you could say what she looks like, whatever she looks like. It's still farts.
Well. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't pay what people are paying. This seems like a bit much. $300 for a jar of farts.
You and I always laugh like it's funny, the thought of a jar of farts, paying a woman for her farts. I need to know what these guys do when they get the farts. Do they get all fucking bricked up and then like crack it open and like take a deep pull to throw them over the edge?
See, to me,
Do you keep it and like let it just grow?
What you would do, and this is how I think I would build my customer fan base with my jars of farts, is I would put something in there like a sock, like a new sock, so that there's something in there to absorb the fart. Right? Because if you're selling just a jar of farts, obviously you're going to open it, but the farts don't have anything to cling to. It's a lot like, you know, like...
They'll escape the second you open them.
It's like trying to grow coral. You have to have some coral for coral to grow. In order to coral to attach to itself, it needs other coral to do that. Now, if you want some longevity out of this jar of farts, you have to have something in there that the farts can cling to. And they can't cling to the glass of the jars because there's nothing to hang on to. You put like a sock in there, maybe like a strip of an old t-shirt, and then the farts have something to hang on to. Now, that, I think... That's more value for your customers when they're spending $300 for a jar of farts.
Are you really stoked if you bought a $300 jar of farts, you get it, there's like condensation on the inside, like, ooh, I got a real good one?
They say the smell inside the jarred flatulence, I don't believe this. It says it'd be retained for 30 days. I don't think so. I think you open just a glass jar with nothing on the inside. The fart gets out like a ghost, right? Like the Ghostbusters in that little power pack.
Dude, we talk about a lot of fetishes, man. The fart one is, that's...
She's sold out at $300 a pop.
Sold out?
Oh, she also says, if farts aren't your thing, she also sells worn lingerie and bathwater, also available for $300.
Well, Saltburn has left me with a different idea of the bathwater.
The trend of selling bodily odor seems to be lucrative because there are many influencers out there right now that have entered the market.
I don't know, if you're a fart guy,
wow.
Do you want something light and airy and like semi-sweet maybe, or do you want something horrific? Is that what you're after?
Because
if it's the latter, it's a short walk until you're buying pieces of poopy there.
They said, Stephanie Mateo, she got into the fart game and at one point experienced health issues. I think we talked about her before, experienced some health issues. From all the farting and the diet her fart inducing diet put her in the ER for severe pain because of it. And if I remember correctly, she had to get out of the fart game. She couldn't play anymore.
Yeah, I think she was putting her body through too much. She was jamming it full of flatulence inducing foods and it was wrecking her innards.
All right, now here's a crazy story. And if you get a chance to see the video is screwy, man. But that's, I don't care. I mean, kids today, they've seen some shit on the internet that we didn't see until we were old.
Kids have seen so much shit on the internet, there's a backlash towards sex and nudity in movies and TV shows because they're so sick of it.
They're like, this doesn't do anything for us.
It does nothing.
There's a school fundraiser in Oklahoma that involved toe licking. The video has gone viral. The school hasn't backed down from what they've done. The Deer Creek School District in Oklahoma held their wonderful week of fundraising event. They were raising money. Obviously, that's what fundraisers are for. During the event, a video went viral showing students kissing and sucking feet as part of a competition.
No way, dude. That is a fucking...
More specifically, the students who volunteered to take part were challenged to get on their stomachs and lick peanut butter off the toes of other students.
Hey, some adult had to give this the green light, right?
And they get after it. I saw the video. I mean, they get after it. After an outcry from some of the parents.
Yeah, the sane ones?
The school superintendent has promised an investigation, but the school isn't admitting doing anything wrong, saying that the kids volunteered to take part. No faculty or staff members were involved or licked, I guess. One parent summed it up by saying, "It's great that so much money was raised, but it would be more productive if the school stopped digging in on this and just admit that the whole foot licking thing wasn't the greatest idea in the world, and we won't do it again." All right, we get it. How much money do you think they raised? Now, just it's a school fundraiser, right? If you raise
$3,000,
yeah. If you raise $3,000 at a school fundraiser, you get a fucking trophy because they're like, "Wow, that's $3,000. That's a lot of money for a school fundraiser." $150,000.
We got all the funds. This is why the school's digging in. They're like, shit, man, we cashed in.
Don't admit you were wrong, because it might mean we have to give the money back. But because the charity was some sort of a pet charity. I don't remember exactly what the charity was, because they were talking about it and then they showed the video, and then I completely, everything went red because I saw the video and I thought, there's,
who's paying the money, the lickers or the lickies?
I don't know. I don't know if you pay to have somebody, you're like, hey, I'll give you $50 if you lick the peanut butter off my feet. No way, man, that's gross. $100, $200, $300. I don't know. I don't know who paid who.
When I was a kid, our big fundraiser in school, it was a milk jug raiser. Because they were going to melt down like 200,000 milk jugs and make us a cool bench for the playground. We didn't get to lick anything off any of their classmates.
No.
Fuck.
I think usually they're like, oh, the principal will kiss a pig. That's about as good as it ever gets at a school fundraiser. Certainly isn't a fucking foot fetish guy born and raised.
Hey, they live stream it. You're into a whole other weird fucking thing.
That's wild as hell, man. All right. So there you go. There's your podcast for this week. Thanks for checking in.
Obviously, fucking horny high school boys. Oh, God, I got money.
So gross, man. We do it every Tuesday. So obviously, next week we'll do the same thing all over again. And don't forget, you can stay up to date all things JLNK by heading over to the website, jlnkshow.com. See you next Tuesday.
Podcasts by Federated Media.